This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So sad yesterday watching J.D. Vance, vice president, carry the casket of his friend like that. And to humble himself as vice president to do that, to be just a pallbearer.
The moment that stood out to me yesterday was that of the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance, carrying the casket of his 31-year-old assassinated friend. I mean, that image is about... just about enough to knock the wind out of you.
And it's one of those things you expect to see a leader like J.D. Vance or President Trump at the funeral or around the casket of an older leader who has passed away.
Yes.
A president. This is a 31-year-old friend. And I think the emotional aspect of it, you can see it in J.D. Vance's face. You can just feel it almost coming through the camera, what this moment meant to him and how tough this is for him.
Never
right now.
In a million years did he think he would be doing that. And Usha Vance was also holding the hand of Erica as they were getting off of Air Force Two. And I was looking at Erica's social media feed yesterday, and she had written about Charlie. I do not love my husband with a shallow, fleeting fondness. I love him with the gravity of a vow. And that young woman right there is now forever in mourning because of this horrific and violent tragedy that should never have happened.
Whole country is glued to this, Lee. And yesterday, I've never seen this before. I am an avid, as you know, social media consumer. The top trending word was slept. Over 40,000 posts, people saying they didn't sleep after watching Charlie Kirk get shot.
Yeah.
They couldn't sleep. And, you know, if 40,000 people posted that, that's probably a very small minority of the people who just America did not sleep after watching that. And I was talking about that when I came home. My husband was saying, yeah, I couldn't sleep. I had a hard time sleeping last night. I was one of those. I didn't sleep. I just couldn't get those horrible images out of my head.
Yeah. I came across it. I didn't want to see that video, but I have seen the video because it came up on an Instagram feed and it was the edited down to right at that moment. And just when I opened it up, the app played that. And I'm like, oh, man, I really didn't want to see that. But anyway.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Anna Paulina Luna, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, who's a Republican, did succeed. She tried to pressure social media heads to take it down, erase it, wipe it away. She succeeded on TikTok with getting them to take it down. And I was just saying yesterday, no, every American should see this, must see this. We do not scrub reality. We don't do that. We look at all of it, or this country's in danger. Turning away from reality does not change reality. In order to have a better, less violent reality, we have to change reality, not just make it go away in our Twitter feed. And I just very, very, very strongly advocate against censorship here. I think she's incredibly foolish to be out there as a Republican. I mean, it's about the most brain dead thing I've seen anybody do all week. Hey, let's censor Charlie Kirk's death. Yeah, let's sanitize it like the Democrats want. because that's exactly what they're trying to do here. After all of the calls, Lee, for violence, montage after montage, I have in my audio bank, we're going to play some of them today. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, the leaders of the Democrat Party in the House and the Senate, had the unmitigated gall to come out and echo Anna Paulina Luna's message, stop talking about violence, don't talk about it, let's all just come together. Oh, that's rich.
Well, look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership that brings the American people together as opposed to trying to further divide us. Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced by everyone, and moving forward, we have to figure out a better way to come together, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans.
Oh, if only they actually meant that, Tara.
Oh, they don't.
They don't.
No, they don't.
And that is really rich coming from those two. I mean, we can go back decades for Schumer and the vile and disgusting things that he has said about his Republican opposition, whether it is in the White House or in the halls of Congress, and then to have this, flowery, magnanimous language coming out of his lips is just, that's rich. I'm just telling you. Please don't stand there and lie to me, Chuck.
Yeah, no. And he's all sanctimonious too. All right. Well, let's go over Chuck Schumer's recent history, like the Tesla bombing, the dealership shooting and bombing the Tesla dealership. He's given a chance to condemn Democrat violence. How did that go?
Senator, what's your opinion of the violence against Tesla, their products? What are your thoughts on that? Do you denounce the violence against Tesla products and dealerships and cars in the streets?
I can't talk about Tesla, but Elon Musk is a disaster for America, and America knows it.
He wouldn't condemn it.
No.
Because he loves it.
Yeah.
That's how they egg it on. So this is a game, and somebody is now finally killed. And let's not forget Chuck Schumer screaming to the Supreme Court, you will reap the whirlwind.
Yep.
Because he didn't like a decision that they had made. And you know what? You know what happened? A Democrat attempted assassin showed up on the property of Brett Kavanaugh with everything needed to kill him.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to pretend that none of this happened. We're supposed to pretend this is all very normal. And, you know, let's just going back even to Schumer and Kavanaugh, let's remember, how did that Democrat assassin get to Kavanaugh's front porch? By the way, he was going to kill the whole family, too. He had the zip ties. He had everything. How did he get there? Well, there is an actual law on the books about how close you can get in terms of even protesting in front of a Supreme Court justice's home. Remember, the Biden DOJ, the Biden federal government refused to enforce that law. And then remember, after the assassin showed up, so we now know we got a guy has taken advantage of this, tried to kill Kavanaugh. We got him, thank God. Well, then they implemented it, right? I mean, then even then, they wanted their dangerous and vile protesters in the front yard. Why? Intimidation. Mm-hmm. That's Chuck Schumer right there. So that is incredibly rich. I mean, wow. That's unbelievable. And keep in mind, that was a time when a lot of these Tesla dealerships were being attacked. There were other people opening fire into Tesla dealerships when people who just want to sell cars, many of whom are probably liberals. They're selling electric vehicles.
Yeah. Let alone the individuals whose vehicles were vandalized on a huge basis. I mean, there were people keying them and spray painting them and doing that to anything that had a Tesla emblem on it. And as you point out, many of these people are probably like-minded politically because, you know, they're some of the first-time EV buyers. just
that's Chuck Schumer. So no, but their problem is not, you know, they have encouraged violence. They have turned their heads again and again and again and again. They've egged it on. They just want to be blamed for it.
That's
the difference right there.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have we heard the term "we're at war" from Democrats in the past few weeks?
Well, I know. I'm glad you brought that up in the past few weeks. Okay.
Yeah. Just in the past few weeks.
Just the past few weeks is they pretend none of this. And everything with them is always pretend. It's what are we pretending today? They get together. They figure out what they're pretending. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. So here so now they're spinning this. Okay. Here's Anderson Cooper yesterday on CNN. He's got Dan Goldman on, who did the Trump impeachment. He's also a Congress member. And they are just listen to this.
From some in the sort of far right, you know, podcasting sphere who make money off this kind of rhetoric. I mean, they're talking about war, that there's a war targeting conservatives.
That is incredibly dangerous. And I hope these far right podcasters come to their senses and recognize that this is not war.
Here's Senator Chris Murphy.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to talk about.
3 days ago, so not even a week.
We're in a war right now to save this country, and so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
And after that, Charlie Kirk was killed. Again, tell me, Anderson and Dan, what was it? What was the talking point?
From some in the sort of far right, you know, podcasting sphere who make money off this kind of rhetoric. I mean, they're talking about war, that there's a war targeting conservatives.
That is incredibly dangerous. And I hope these far right podcasters come to their senses and recognize that this is not war.
Anderson Cooper, once again, proving whatever it is they accuse you of is what they're doing.
What they're literally doing. And again, Senator Chris Murphy is the guy who flew down to El Salvador to have margaritas with Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere. Here we go.
We're in a war right now to save this country. And so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
So I guess what they mean is they can call for war against us. But if we're like, hey, look, it looks like we're in a war. Hey, they're saying we're in a war. Shut up.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Don't say that. You're fomenting violence.
Yes, you can't repeat what we just said.
This is an abusive relationship that we are in.
You know what? We need therapy.
No, we do. You know what this reminds me of? I did when I was a reporter. These women would come every week and they'd be standing in line. They had domestic reports filed, and I got this idea I should interview them about why they stay in the relationships, what it would take for them to leave, what the relationships are like with men who abuse them. They call 911, but then won't testify against them later. So they keep doing it. It's a long record of it. That reminds me so much of the relationship we're in with Democrats right now. Where these women would try to justify it to, well, he told me not to do this, but then I kind of slipped up. And you deserved a beating? Well, I'm not saying that, but I shouldn't have done what I did. No, you did not deserve a beating. Well, he says he won't do it again. That's the kind of relationship we're in with the Democrats, where we keep getting beaten. And they tell us if we just tried a little harder, they wouldn't have to beat us next time. And it's our fault if we're upset about the bruises.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Wow, folks, this is smoking them out of the woodwork. Unbelievable, the number of teachers. And this, folks, this is where this is coming from, this Marxism in this country that's tearing this country apart and causing this violence. It's coming from teachers. The unbelievable number of teachers, college administrators, like the Middle Tennessee college administrator, who went online to express their joy at Charlie Kirk's murder. I mean, to be able to look at that video of how he died, as brutal as it is, when normal feeling human beings couldn't sleep, and the word slept and sleep was trending on X, was the number one trending thing yesterday. People didn't sleep. They were horrified. These people were filled with bloodlust and zeal, and they're the ones who teach your kids. And what do they say, these Democrats? What do they think? Kristen Eve, teacher at the Department of Defense Education Activity at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. So she is a military-based teacher. Listen to what she thinks. This is, these liberals, they go right for kids. They want to get around you as a parent, indoctrinate your children with hate. Hate for freedom, hate for free speech, hate for our Bill of Rights, hate for the constitutional foundation of this country, because they're Marxist. They know if they can knock that down, it'll go dark. Freedom will go dark in the world. They know that. That's their goal. She writes, I suspect we are at a point where things are going to have to get ugly, get messy, maybe even get violent to change this dumpster fire of a country. That's Democrats. That right there is the reality. The way we've always done things, boycott companies you don't like, make sure to vote in the midterms is not enough. At this point, I question if we will have elections. What a joke. Of course, we'll have elections. They may steal them with the help of their Chinese friends and manufacture absentee ballots. And we catch the fake driver's licenses coming in through Chicago O'Hare, 19,000 of them for the absentee ballots. We know that from the internal server investigation that the FBI wiped off their servers. Yeah, they may steal the election, but we'll still have it. She says, excuse my language, but blank the high road. I'm tired of having to be the bigger person, Charlie Kirk. Recently said he thought gun violence victims and mass shooter victims are a reasonable price to pay for the Second Amendment. Blank that guy. Ironic, isn't it? What a garbage human being. I won't mourn for him for 1 second. She's teaching on a military base. Not enough. Blank the high road. Blank that guy. Unbelievable. And we have one of them here in Greece, or had. Look at this, folks. Look what they do. Southside High School social studies teacher. Oh, yeah, he went right for civics, didn't he? He's going to shape those little minds. Bend them into something more Marxist. That's why he's there. That's why he's in the classroom. He's proselytizing. You were at work. You got bills to pay. And this guy, he was hanging out with your kids. And it was very, you know, instructive to find out what Southside High School social studies teacher Wynn Bullock of Greenville thinks. I can't imagine what this guy said in the classroom. Wynn Bullock, who describes himself on his Instagram profile as, quote, a Boston Terrier owner packaged up nicely as one big, queer, hot mess, unquote. That's who was teaching your kids while you were at school, just at work, just so you're clear. Celebrated the Charlie Kirk assassination by writing, America became better today. There, I said it. He was fired yesterday by the school district. Good. Good for them. Who said in a statement, we've concluded our investigation of the matter and have confirmed the inappropriate message was sent by Mr. Bullock. He is no longer employed by Greenville County Schools. But folks, I've lost count. There were hundreds. Hundreds of them online. This is what is destroying this country. And where do you get to? You get to here. Campus, the College Fix, a conservative college publication, just reported. Survey finds 1 in 3 college students think some level of violence is acceptable to stop campus speech they don't like. Okay, we have this thing called the First Amendment. I know would have never learned about it in Mr. Bullock's class, his social studies class, but it's not a law. You can't just unpass it. It is a bedrock foundational principle. One that has been eroded by the Democrats and in only one direction. They get more speech to tell more lies and we get censored. The survey, which questioned more than 68,000 students at 257 colleges and universities nationwide on a variety of free speech topics, asked, how acceptable would you say it is for students to engage in using violence to stop campus speech? 2% said always acceptable. 13% said sometimes acceptable for us to use violence. We just disagree with it, so we'll stomp them into the ground. And 19% said rarely acceptable. So that's 1/3 of those surveyed said, at least in some cases, yeah, you know, if there's speech I don't like on campus, I can violently stop it. No, you can't. No, you can't. But they think that. That's a third. Where is that coming from, Mr. Bullock's class? While you were at work. That's where that's coming from. That's where it's coming from. So we got our work cut out for us, but because we have free speech now on X, folks, I want to tell you something. This was a gut-wrencher of a week from watching that poor woman murdered by a knife and Democrat criminal justice policies to Charlie Kirk. But if you step back for a second and try to find the good in it, you know what we had this week? No. I can't remember a week like this in a while. Total domination of the narrative. Absolute, total, 100% knockout punch domination of the narrative. We're out there, we're telling our story, we're showing the video of what happens to you when you say true things on a college campus in America. And like Lee said, I went on my feet, I couldn't help but see it. Good. 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 Because the way the Democrats win is they deny reality. When reality gets shoved down the throats of Americans and they have to look at it, we win. And we won the whole week. Not trying to win, not trying to profit or anything like that, get political gain. No, just by telling the truth and having the ability for it to punch through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True. Folks, Democrats, I can't believe this clip. We're not even a full 72 hours out, okay? From Anna Paulina Luna saying on the floor of the House, hey, can we just hold a moment of silence? You know, Charlie Kirk's just been killed. Just a moment of silence. Just stop for a minute, hold a moment of silence. And then you get the Democrats screaming, no. No. But now that everyone's gotten a look at that assassination video and they're horrified and they're expecting a human response from Democrats, something they can identify with as human beings, since a lot of the country didn't sleep. Last night, night before last, really, at this point. It's all they want. And they make him feel good, like the Democrats are human. Just hold a moment of silence for another human being who was just absolutely slaughtered. No, they scream. No. Not even a moment. Nope. No can do. But now that things are getting a little hot for them, people are looking at their reactions to things, and they're understandably horrified. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries want you to stop talking about Democrats and violence.
Well, look, the bottom line is this is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened. Violence, which affects so many different people of so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America. Uh-huh. And coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers of blame.
This moment requires leadership.
And yet, the NFL shows more class than House Democrats, holding a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk at the Packers-Commanders game. They're only saying we shouldn't talk about violence because they don't want to be talked about personally. And they want to pretend this hasn't gone on again and again and again and again. Here, for instance, just recently, Democrat leaders, when people are firebombing and shooting into at times occupied Tesla dealership. Just an opportunity to say, like, can you tell people, hey, we don't want to be doing that?
Nearly all Democratic lawmakers are refusing to condemn the violence, the vandalism against Tesla cars. People have nothing to do with Elon Musk, but the dealerships, the charging stations. There have been dozens of attacks in recent weeks all across the country. Now, some even include the use of gunshots and Molotov cocktails. Leftists are using violence to express their outrage over Tesla CEO Elon Musk's role in the Trump administration. But here's reaction from Democratic lawmakers when they were asked directly about these attacks.
Can you tell us what you think about what's happening with the Tesla products, the violence at the dealerships? What's your take
I'm
on the
so
situation?
Sorry. I'm a little bit late here right now.
What's your take on it? Do you denounce the violence?
Why are people so upset when they see a Tesla in the parking lot?
You know, I can't comment to that, you know, in terms of public sentiment. So,
but do you think Democrats are to blame for why people are so triggered by this? Because
no, absolutely not.
So one of the groups pushing the protests is calling for a global day of action against Tesla on Saturday. Now, the website pushing these protests says it's only supporting nonviolent.
Yeah, that's Democrats for reals. Oh, they love when Tesla dealerships burn. All Elon Musk did was try to save money and stop fraud. That's all he did. Meanwhile, incredible interview. Mark Halpern, formerly of the Washington Post, he's a liberal. Just listen to this. Asking Sean Spicer. Remember Sean Spicer? Sean Spicer used to be the spokesperson for Donald Trump in his first term. Can you explain to liberals why you guys are so upset? You mean about the murder of Charlie Kirk? Yeah, it would help a lot, he says on the podcast. Spicer's his guest. It would help a lot if you would just explain, because we don't understand. We don't understand why you guys are so upset, why you would just won't let this go. Listen to this.
It will be less dangerous, less volatile. If the left can understand why people who loved Charlie and believed in Charlie are so upset. So, Sean, can you take a try at explaining why people are so angry about what's happened? So people on the left can adjust to it and understand it. And
what he symbolized was a movement. What he did in leading this movement and putting himself out there. Violence in all of its forms is wrong. But when you go after Donald Trump and try to kill him twice, and they go after, they're not just going after people who are active. They're going after the leaders of movements and trying to stop them. Not just stop the people, but the movement. And that's the big difference here. Violence and extremism and craziness is one thing. But when you're trying to silence Trump and you're trying to silence Charlie Kirk, you're not just going after them personally. You're going after the entire movement.
Bingo. That's why this struck such a chord. You're going after the entire movement. And yet, look at the coverage overnight on the left. It's unbelievable. Slate. In an article called How the Right is Reacting to Charlie Kirk's Death, they write on their tweet about it, the response, and this is from the article too, the response to Charlie Kirk's death on the right is pretty damn ominous. Really? Yeah, they don't like that we are saying we feel we're under attack. We are saying we feel that we are at war. That they are at war with us. They're afraid. Wow, they feel like they're at war. That's dangerous. Well, I don't know. When it's the norm to expect your political leaders to be assassinated, yeah, you kind of feel attacked. And then they do the big pretend. Well, we don't know what the politics of the Trump assassins were. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Go check my Twitter feed. The photo of Ryan Ruth's car parked in his driveway in Hawaii with the Biden-Harris, or with the, with the Harris sticker on the back of it. We don't know. Oh, we know. The fact that Andrew Torba, owner of Gab, had to finally go public because he couldn't get the FBI to come and pick up the drive he had full of Thomas Crook's liberal troll postings. Thomas Crook's, the Butler shooter, had an account on Gab. Gab's a very conservative. I wouldn't even say conservative side. It's just so far to the right that it's very right wing. And Thomas Crook's had an account there. And what he liked to do was go around, trash Trump, and laud Biden. He loved Biden. He says, I've called the FBI over and over, and I thought they'd want his social media account. They won't come pick it up. They won't even return my calls. Yeah, because they don't want to officially know that he's a liberal. He's one of them. He's a Democrat. And that allows the FBI to run around and lie and say, well, you know, we don't know. We just, we'll never know what he thought. Yeah, you can know. It's all over Gab. Andrew Torba posted the screenshot. He hated Trump and loved Biden. It's not hard to know if you want to know. Both assassins were liberals. Do not let your liberal friend tell you otherwise. They were Democrat supporters, hated Trump, loved Biden. That's a fact. Easily documentable. If you get real news. So this has become a game. Now Slate saying the response to Charlie Kirk's death on the right was pretty damn ominous. They're saying, wow, this is scary. These right-wingers think we're at war with them. Maybe they'll attack us. This is legit what's going on the left. Let me translate. Wow, the right really doesn't like getting murdered for political speech and people celebrating the murder. Pretty disturbing. Maybe they should just shut up. But don't let this make you mad. You know why? They're in a panic because they can't figure out how to force us to shut up. They can't censor anymore. Their media isn't dominant anymore. People are getting real news. They don't know what to do. So now they're trying, hey, if you accuse us of making war on you, then you must be dangerous and you should shut up. This is not going to work. They're desperate. But trust me, folks, they still won't condemn the violence. Did you catch that, by the way? That press conference yesterday from Chuck Schumer saying we all need to come together and stop talking about violence. Did you catch that they didn't condemn the violence? Yep. Democrats. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line 1-800-905-0989. Texter writes, I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant, fill him with a terrible resolve. Isoroku Yamamoto, Marshal Admiral of the Imperial Japanese Navy during World War II after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I feel all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve. Texter writes, thank you, Tara. If anything good comes of this, we will never ever be silenced. The youth has been awoken to who the liberals and Democrats really are this week. Yeah, the most shaken up people I know, and a lot of people have contacted me about this, are my kids. And what's interesting is my boys are shaken up. It's people who are very much fans of Ben Shapiro and Charlie Kirk and Matt Walsh. But my daughter, who is decidedly, almost rebelliously apolitical because it's kind of the family business, she was shook. We were on a walk together, and normally I don't talk to her about politics. She says, oh, Mom, I don't want to talk about that. I got too much going on. She brought it up. And she said, oh, my gosh, well, they just killed him. All he did was take people's questions. And I said, this is who they are. This is who I fought every day of my adult life in some way, every single day, to be free. And I said, there's a possibility we may not win still. This is who they are. I said, can you see now? And she said, yeah, I can see. And the Democrats get it. The Democrats get that people are seeing. Folks, if Rush Limbaugh was alive today, you know what he would say? Something like this, maybe not these exact words. Pull back from this week again, the bloodshed, the horror of it, from Irina Zarudska to Charlie Kirk, and notice something. It's something I have never seen in my adult life. We have absolute, total, and complete narrative domination. We are deciding what is covered. We are deciding how it is covered, the truth. We are deciding the light in which it is covered. But mostly, we have taken the ability of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party to change the subject away entirely. We are driving the truck, and they're chained to the back for the ride-along, and they can't get off. They can't get out of the bed of the truck. Total narrative domination. Impossible just 3 years ago. And it's revealing who they are. And they can't do anything about it. And that is a good thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.